The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
We have a lot to get to in today's edition of Faith and Retirement. I'm Tom Levine. So glad to have you with us today. Jay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's been a wonderful holiday season. Christmas was great. We had a full house, full family here, in-laws, outlaws, whatever you want to call them. They were all here, and we had a fantastic celebration of the birth of our Savior. It was great.
Fantastic. Us too. And I would love to go into more detail, but we have so much to cover. This is a very special broadcast. Jay, you know, 2024 is almost in the books. What do you see as some of the biggest financial headlines from the past year?
Yeah, first off, Tom, 2024 was a great year for Faith Investor Services. Tom, we truly enjoyed doing this show with you this year. That's something to be grateful for. And really, our benchmark of success is, did we help people? Did we help our listeners bring them closer to the Lord? Did we help them glorify God with their finances and certainly get good returns? And we met all of those criteria this year. So it was a fantastic year. And to our thousands of listeners each week, we hope we've been a blessing to you in 2024. And, you know, if we look at our Christian stock fund, ticker symbol PRAY, P-R-A-Y, on the New York Stock Exchange, it was up about 15% this year. Any year we can achieve above average returns, the markets historically are about 10 to 12% per year. And we were able to outpace that historical average. So we consider it a fantastic year. If we look at some of the big headlines this past year and what has really led to the success, really the big theme of the year was inflation, right? Trying to get inflation in check. It was really kind of a persistent nuisance all the way from coming out of COVID, 2022, 23. And finally, the Fed started cutting rates in 2024. That was one of the big headlines. They cut rates about 1% three times this year. We saw some good downtrend on interest rates. We also have seen the rise of artificial intelligence. That's really been the theme of this bull market. And really, 2024 was the year of AI, artificial intelligence, the year of NVIDIA, one of our top stock holdings in our Christian stock fund, as well as for our private clients. So if we look at the year as a whole, the S&P was up about 20% back-to-back years, great years, 23 and 24. And some of the downside or some of the key headlines were the conflicts in the Middle East, you know, the tensions with Israel and the attacks and the continued war between Russia and Ukraine. But we also had an amazing event happen in November. We saw Americans vote to send Donald Trump back to the White House, and Republicans regained control of both the House and Senate. Wall Street and Main Street investors very excited. We've seen a very sharp stock market rise, though December seeing a little bit of a kind of profit taking here. But we've seen a very positive response to those presidential elections. And that was certainly a big headline in 2024. So those were some of the big ones, the interest rate cuts, inflation getting under control, and then certainly Trump 2.0 looking forward to 2025.
It's not too late to reach out, send a text, and invite your friends into the program today. We're calling today's episode Review of 2024, What Went Right and What Went Wrong. What were some of the biggest surprises in 2024?
Yeah, a lot happens, Tom, typically during presidential election years. It's always a wild card, right? You never know what's going to happen. And this year was of no exception. Despite the Democratic Party having over an 80% chance of winning, we talked about that on one of our shows earlier this year, that the stock market favored Harris winning. But I said, no, the economics, the economy is going to trump that, and trumpet is what happens. We saw Trump clearly win. And really the big surprise for me is I thought it was going to be a closer election. I didn't realize how much of a electoral landslide it was going to be with the predominantly, you look across the nation and, you know, obviously a lot of the bigger inner cities were very blue, but you look all across the country and red, red, red. You saw a big red wave, and they were expecting that in the midterm elections. It never materialized, but it certainly did this presidential election season. So that was one of the bigger surprises for me, not that Trump won, but the amount of victory, the margin of victory there. Additionally, I also am very surprised at how quickly the stocks took off after his win. They were taking off leading up to the win, but we really saw Bitcoin go sky high. It was about 74,000 on the day of the election. It went over $108,000 per Bitcoin. So we saw a huge rally in cryptocurrencies. We saw a huge rally in stocks. So it was very much a huge, huge momentum play that, you know, we're expecting a positive response, but it was certainly very surprising to see the significant movements in a lot of those underlying assets.
You know, it's gift-giving season, so I would be remiss if I didn't remind you that you can get your free gift from Jay. It's a free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, Unapologetically Christian in Its Approach, and it's by our friend fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. So don't wait. You can get your free download right now. Okay, Jay, so what were some of the biggest disappointments over the past year?
Yeah, there were definitely some disappointments, and really just from an investment perspective, you know, I'm looking at the health of the markets. And one of the things I was really looking for in 2024 is to see a little bit of a breakaway from the Magnificent Seven stocks, you know, the large tech stocks, the Googles, the Apples, Amazon, you know, just to see the market kind of getting a little more breath is what we call it, where you see, you know, many sectors, many industries, many companies participating in the rally. And they certainly did. But when we look back at 2024, it was still really a year controlled by these large tech companies. The first half of the year, it was predominantly those 7 tech companies driving the markets. We saw a little more of a, once we saw Trump was going to win, we started to see more industries, more sectors, more companies participating. But then as we got back into December, it was the same old story. Those Magnificent 7 stocks, again, leading the market higher, while a lot of the other underlying stocks that had rallied really selling off. So for the year, if we look at the S&P, it's going to be up about 23-24% for the year. And about half of that return is coming from those 7 companies still, over 9% or 40% of the gains for the year in technology. And then we look at communication services added another almost 5% to the S&P's returns for the year. So you take away those two sectors, you take away technology, you take away communications, and it was pretty much a subpar year for the markets. It really wasn't a great year, but because tech was so strong, it really helped the S&P have a good year. And it's getting a little bit concerning if you look at the composition of those 7 stocks. They represent about a third of the S&P. So as long as they're doing well, the markets are doing well. But if they start to falter, that could bring the markets back down. So that was a little disappointing. The second one is really just international stocks. Anything outside the U.S., right, is actually down for the year, down about 2% on average. The international stocks had a down year, whereas the U.S. stocks led the world. Not disappointing that the U.S. led the world, but I would have thought that some of these foreign stocks would have done a little bit better here in 2024. So that was a little bit of a disappointment. And then lastly, value and dividend stocks. If you're a dividend investor, you like dividends coming in on a quarterly or monthly basis, dividend stocks did very poorly in 2024 compared to growth stocks. And that was a little bit of a disappointment. There were certainly things that bucked the trend. But if we look at the Dividend Aristocrat Index, which looks at companies that have risen, that have had their dividends rise for 25 years or more, that index was only up about 5% in 2024. And that is significantly lower than the S&P, which was up north of 20%. So those are just a few of the headline or stories that I thought were little bit disappointing from an investment perspective.
We're going to take a deeper dive into 2024, what we learned and what 2025 looks like. Do you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge, no obligation? That's what makes this program so unique and so special. And you can learn more right now at the website faithinretirement.com. And unlike a lot of programs too, you can just pick up the phone and call Jay and ask your questions, no obligation, at 800-270-7310. We're going to take our quick break and be back with part two right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Our friend Jay is an author. He's a fiduciary. That's the kind of designation you want to look for when you're talking about your forever retirement money. Jay, as you look back on the past year, so what went right and what went wrong?
Yeah, so if we look at, first of all, what went right, Tom, some of the best investments this year, we talked about the theme artificial intelligence stocks. Certainly Bitcoin did very well this year. Gold and silver and growth stocks were really the things that you could invest in and do very well in 2024. We owned a lot of these stocks, did really well with stocks like NVIDIA. And overall, we're very pleased with the 2024 investment results. We helped our clients invest in a way that, number one, lined up with their faith and values, and number two, got good returns. So that for us was a very big win and something we think went very right for our clients and our investors. One of the things that really went wrong, and as a financial planner, I'm a CFP and have my master's in financial planning, investing is really just one part of the investment or the financial plan. You've got investing, you've got taxes, you've got estate planning, retirement planning. There's a lot of other areas. And one of the bigger concerns that I still have is that interest rates are still elevated and they're going to probably be higher for longer. And one of the things that really continued to go wrong in 2024 was the affordability of homes. You know, I look at the young generation, people just getting married, people coming out of college. I look at my kids and them trying to buy homes. And it used to be that you could have about a $75,000, $80,000 income, combined income, and you could buy your home. And now that's gone over into six figures. You've got to have at least $100,000, $120,000, $130,000 nowadays to afford the homes. When you look at the down payment, you look at the average home price, you look at interest rates, it's very disappointing. So that was kind of something that continued to go wrong here in 2024. The other thing is really, if you look at as an investor, office space has really been one of the areas that hasn't picked back up since COVID. The vacancy rate for U.S. office buildings rose to 20.1%, a little over 20% at an all-time high. And that was through the first three quarters of 2024. And that rate's held pretty steady, that people just have not really embraced going back to the office, or companies have downsized or merged or not needing as much office space. So those are a few of the disappointments that I saw here in 2024 as a planner.
So interesting. Yeah. You know, I'm not surprised by that, too. I saw a number. I can't remember how much it was, what the U.S. government is paying to maintain empty government office buildings. It's unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah. So, by the way, don't forget that you can give Jay a call and ask questions. And this is, he really has a heart for serving Christian families and Christian people. Call Jay at 800-270-7310. And find out more. Jay, as a faith-based investor, what do you see as some of the biggest victories in 2024?
Well, the biggest victory, if we look at it from a big picture, is obviously getting a more conservative White House to go along with a conservative Supreme Court, House of Representatives, and Senate. So we've got a lot of religious liberties and freedoms that are now going to be protected, I believe, for at least the next 4 years. That's a huge win. We don't want to undersell that. And then you add to this the decline in the diversity, equity, and inclusion, the DEI initiatives, following the Supreme Court's ruling against affirmative action in 2023. Many companies have now abandoned or changed their DEI initiatives. And that's really, to me, a huge win, because it's showing, too, the power of conservative activists. If you can raise your hand and say, hey, this does not represent my faith, does not represent my values, why are you guys promoting this? And you start pushing back against corporate America, you can make a difference. That's why we do the show, Tom, is really to be a sounding voice, to help people to line up their investment portfolios, to make sure they're supporting biblical companies, companies that line up with their faith and values, and getting rid of these woke companies or getting them to abandon their policies in the aftermath of some of the controversies like Bud Light. Obviously, we saw that, Target, backlash. These companies are now looking, their marketing departments are saying, wait a minute here, we're doing all of this, you know, advertising and all of these promotions, and it's hurting us financially. And we're getting all kinds of backlash from a, you know, just from a, you know, social media perspective. Let's knock it off, guys. And we've seen some companies that have cut or changed their diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, including Walmart, Ford, Lowe's, John Deere, Harley Davidson, and Tractor Supply Company, just to name several examples of companies that have taken a step back. And those are huge victories for faith-based investors.
Well, you know, Jay, I always love to ask you about listener stories, and I'm going to do that. I just want to remind our listeners, past performance is no guarantee of future results. Invest wisely, as we always say. What are a couple of your biggest success stories in the past year?
Yeah, I talk about this all the time, that my clients become an extension of my family. I'm going to work hard for them. I don't care if they have $100,000 or $100 million. You're going to get my full attention. And that's really what I dedicate to my clients. I love what I do. I love getting up each day and serving my clients and really helping them to incorporate their Christian faith into their financial plans. That's what gets me jazzed each day. But I had a gentleman, and he had gone to his financial advisor, and he told him, you know, you can't retire for about 5 years. And, you know, I told him we might be able to get him to retire in, you know, two or three. It may not be 5 years. We did a full retirement analyzer. We got to know his situation, his assets, his income, expenses. And as we started to work together in our first year, he started to develop some major health issues, and he just couldn't work anymore. And we worked the numbers. We created some income for life, some guaranteed income, and we got him to be able to retire and really focus on his health and his family. And that was really a huge victory. His other planner told him 5 years, and we created a plan that allowed him to retire within a year, and more importantly, wow, to focus on his health, which is far more important than any type of monetary assets that you might have. So that was one success story. And then we had another. It was kind of a strange story where we had a woman whose funds were stuck. She had an advisor. He passed away. And she had this account, and it was with this large company, and she kept calling. She couldn't get any information, and she had a couple of other financial advisors trying to track down the money, and they said, no, she doesn't have any accounts. And, you know, we're going, what in the world is going on here? And the company had been bought, sold, merged. It was just, where are the assets? And finally, after about 3 or 4 months, we were able to track down her assets, get them over to safety, get him so that she had peace of mind. It was a lot of money. It was over $500,000. So we're not talking a few thousand dollars, but she thought, you know, this money was lost. She'd never be able to invest it or find it. And we're able to track it down and get that for her. So those just are a couple of stories where, again, we work very hard for our clients. We get to know what their goals are. We want to make sure their faith and values are at the center of their plan. And we also want to make sure they don't run out of money. That's really our focus with our clients, and we love what we do.
I love telling my wife, I checked the account and to see the growth in our personal account that you manage, and that we could actually live off of the, you know, the growth of the accounts. Mm. So that is a great feeling. Of course, that's not guaranteed, but and that's our experience, but we're thankful for it. Past performance is no guarantee of future gains, but don't forget that Jay is there for you. And he cares about you. As we end 2024, is there anything you wish that you had done differently from a financial perspective?
Well, they always say, Tom, that hindsight is always 20/20, right? You can play Monday morning quarterback after the game and say, hey, I should have thrown this pass, or we should have ran, or we should have done this differently. But I really don't have a whole lot of regrets about 2024. As I mentioned earlier, our measure of success is, did we help our clients grow closer to the Lord? Did we help them glorify the Lord with their investments, their financial plans. We did that. Did we get them better than average returns this year? We did that. So I really don't have any, you know, major regrets. Do I wish we could have made some different financial choices or investment choices? Certainly you could go back and say, hey, I wish I put it all in Bitcoin to start 2024, or put it all in NVIDIA. And, you know, but you always have to weigh risk versus reward, right? You can get a lot bigger returns. And that's what a lot of people do, is they look at, okay, what did great last year? Let's put all our money in there. And then what happens? The tide changes. And all of a sudden they have huge losses. So that's really, as my job is not only helping my clients to incorporate their faith and values to have a solid financial plan, I'm also a risk manager. And that means I help our clients to make sure that they're not taking too much risk. And that's really the element of the game. And our ultimate goal for our clients is to hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant, when they reach heaven's gates. And aligning their portfolios with God's word and ensuring positive returns is what, again, we just defined as a successful year. And 2024, from that perspective, was a very successful year. So no regrets.
Well, happy new year, my friend. And one of the great things is to celebrate together these things. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And so that is the approach we're taking here. You're saving and investing for retirement, and that's great, but do you know where those investment dollars actually go? Learn more from Jay at the website faithinretirement.com. Download your free book or give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. Be sure to be listening next week. We've got a special program where we're going to be trying to start the year off on the right foot. The 2025 Outlook Show next week. Thanks for listening. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions. 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries, or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.